1 to 2:30 on Friday. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. So, hi.
Hi.
Welcome home. We are wherever we are. Is that profound? Our home is wherever we are because we are together. And I think everybody here probably knows our mission and our vision statements that are very important to us. They are our guideposts, and we have an opportunity to say them together. Our mission is to provide a spiritual home where community may gather and know that all good comes from God within. And our vision is, take a breath, a world consciously unified in love that leaves no one out and invites everyone in. Can you do that? Okay, both of you, say it again. Can you do it? We're going to talk today about raising our vibration. I don't know if anybody needs it. Don't know if the world needs it. But I will tell you that after the service, in case you haven't heard, we've been going to brunch together, and it's been really awesome. And last time on Monday, after the last service here, today's July, isn't it? Today's July. Oh, sweet Jesus, what's my calendar?
June 23rd,
we had brunch together, and the next day people are going, yeah, so noisy, but we love being together, but it's so noisy. And I did not know that. Lewis did not know that, but Sunday afternoon, we had already found another place to meet today after service, lunch. Lunch is on my mind. So, le tout va bien. Le tout va bien. What does that translate to? Doug knows. All is well. All is well. I didn't know that they had reopened. Well, actually, I didn't know they had closed. But they had closed during the pandemic, and they reopened. And they have a little private room in the back. And I didn't know that either. I thought it was a cute little French restaurant with a few tables, and which it is, but they have a private room in the back. So join us. Let's go from here to there and break bread together and keep the party going, okay? You obviously don't need a reservation. What else do we have going on? Last month, Sean and I had just returned from the annual Unity Convention at Unity Village. Had an amazing, incredible time, speaking of raising the vibration. And we decided that we were going to start doing our love offering in a different way, our sacred exchange. And how many of you were here last month and you know what I'm talking about? So what we're doing is, at the end of the service, our beautiful ushers will be at the door. They're not there to trick you or assault you or block your way if you don't give anything, but they're there. You have an opportunity to give at the end of the service today. And so right now, I would like to remember our affirmation together, because I often remind us that it's not just during the offering that we say these words. These words apply to so many things in our lives. So let's know this together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Hallelujah. And Lewis, oh, he's way out there. Lewis, were you going to give out any more pledge buttons today? The pledge, because of the theme? They're leaving? Oh, when I thought, how are the pledge buttons leaving? That's how rumors get started. Okay, when you're leaving, if you would like one. The theme is Let It Begin With Me, and the idea is to wear it proudly so people see your light shining and go, let it begin with you. Tell me more about that. You go, oh, well, unity. You got to come to experience it. So there is that. Leo, I know that Oh, by the way, hello to everyone online. Hello, where's the camera? Oh, hey. Hey, we wish you could be here, but in a sense you are, so we're very glad that we are connected. And Leo is putting the ways to give to remind you, to remind everyone how easy it is to give at any time. PayPal.me/Unity of New York. Text to give on your phone, 718-313-3674. Or you can simply mail a check to the Unity of New York office. Or there's a barcode, a QR code, and you can scan that anytime. And there you have it. Speaking of sending checks to the office, if any of you have sent checks to the office and you have noticed that they haven't cleared your bank, let us know. We are blessing the U.S. Postal Service because every now and then, I think they go on a different route around the world. They're like, what was that kid's book about Stanley's pants? Do you know what I'm talking about? No. Then never mind, because I really can't remember. Okay, so let's start. I mean, Gail got us cranked up and started. And hey, lady talking, are you warming up?
Yeah.
I want you to come sing now that you are warmed up down there, because we today, before we leave here, we're going to be going to higher ground, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Oh yeah.
I can see you. Here's Dakota.
Woo! Oh yeah. Come on, man. How's everybody feeling? Yeah. How do you like my new purple microphone? Yeah. It goes with everything else purple. Get your hands together now. Come on now.
Keep on. Keep on learning. For the soldiers. Keep on warring. Now this world. Keep on turning. I love it. Said it won't be too long. Powers, keep on lying, and the people keep on dying. Try it again. Last time on earth, I lived the
work it out, work it out. Stress is free, we ain't gonna worry about that stuff. God has got our back.
Carpo, if you are watching today and tune in, or even if you're not, we are sending you some higher ground, high voltage, high vibration prayer of healing today. You are with us in spirit. We love you. We bless you. We are holding you in prayer. Higher ground. Do you think we need to go there?
Yes.
Collectively?
Yes.
I'm just saying. Today's message, as I've already mentioned, that the muse has brought to me is raise your vibration. Or you may have seen my talk title for today called Dude, Change the Channel. That has multiple layers of meaning. Oh, I know. I want to read a little, just a little snippet of the newsletter note that I wrote on Friday because it really inspired. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Oh, please. Okay. Because this is inspired. This is what inspired today for me. I called it From the Inside Out. Dear beloved Unity community, how's your stress level? With the current overwhelm of news cycles, global challenges, the political landscape, and plain old word on the street, it's understandable that so many of us feel besieged by fear and anxiety. But let us remember a couple of acronyms for fear. False evidence appearing real. We've heard that, yes. And sometimes that evidence can seem really real. And my favorite is forgetting everything's all right. The fear among us seems to be running amok. I've been surprised by the number of individuals in my life, especially lately, who are experiencing high anxiety and forecasting the worst. And this includes truth students, ministers, muggles, everyone. Muggles. Little flashback to Harry Potter. It's certainly given me ample opportunity to keep my ministerial truth teacher hat strapped to my head and not join in. A couple of days ago, a close friend shared with me that the constant barrage of distressing news had pushed them to entertain seriously dark thoughts. And it's hard to see those I care about drowning in despair, yet the very turmoil they are experiencing reminds me of a profound and important truth. Life is lived from the inside out, not the other way around. Life is lived from the inside out. Do we need to remember this? Well, let's say it together. Life is lived from the inside out. Yes, it is. That's not a nice platitude. It's not a nice affirmation. Ooh. There's just a lot of doom and gloom going around right now. So, dude, change the channel.
Yeah.
We have the power. When a couple of these friends were sharing with me this projection of doom and gloom all around us, and I thought, change the channel. What do we take for granted if we don't like something on the radio, on the TV, on the podcast, on social media, whatever? We change the channel. And then we end up sometimes thinking, oh, it's all energy, how airy-fairy. Well, what else is it? How do you think that when we dial a number on a cell phone, it gets to the person's phone that we're dialing? We don't see anything happening except the dial and the cell phone. It's all frequency. There are times that when I'm driving in the city, because I'm very blessed to have a car, every now and then, if I'm feeling high and lifted up on higher ground, I will listen to maybe 1010 Winds Radio. Give us 20 minutes, we'll give you the news. The world, yes, thank you. This quote. Oh, that could be my drag name, this quote. Just for today. So, when I get enough of 1010 Winds, I know that I have to go to most of you know I'm easily entertained, so I call it my colonic music. It's the station, it's spa radio, and it's very zen. It's like if you go into, you know, a spa, and it's very zen. It's very zen driving around New York City with spa radio on. So I want to get into some ways of how we raise our vibration, because we don't have to understand how the electricity works, right? We turn on the switch and hopefully it works. Albert Einstein said, everything in life is vibration. And what does this mean to say that everything is vibration? At the most basic level, everything in the universe, every atom, every cell, every star, and even our thoughts and our feelings are always in a constant state of motion. This motion generates energy or vibration. So when matter vibrates, it produces energy, and this energy manifests as the physical world that we see, that we touch, that we experience. And even as things that seem solid are vibrating, they're vibrating at a frequency that we can't perceive. We can't see it, right? We can't see that. Your thoughts, your emotions, your attitudes, they carry specific vibrations that influence the course of your life. If you generate positive thoughts and emotions, you create positive vibrations that attract good things into your life. The law of attraction operates on this very principle. It says that like attracts like, high vibrations attract positive outcomes, and conversely, low vibrations attract negative outcomes. So how do we raise our vibration? I'm going to share some ways that we can do this. In fact, I'm going to share 7 ways that we can raise our vibration. So I won't say take notes, I'll just say listen. The first is gratitude. Amen to that. You are right, Sister Teresita. Where focus goes, energy grows. And energy flows. Our third unity principle. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Whatever we're putting our energy on is going to grow and multiply. And this couldn't be truer when it comes to gratitude. Now, these things are not new things to us, but they're reminders that we need. They're reminders that bring us back together to remember, because we forget. We forget. I forgot it was July for a minute. So, you know. The act of focusing on what you're grateful for not only pulls you out of negative emotions, but it also shifts your entire energetic state to a higher frequency. And this isn't just an airy-fairy concept. It's backed by science, with studies showing that practicing gratitude can have health benefits. It can have tangible health benefits, such as reducing stress and improving mental well-being. And first of all, gratitude acts as an immediate energy shifter. Immediate. Imagine you're having a bad day where everything seems to be going wrong, hard as that may be to imagine. And the moment you shift your focus to something you're thankful for, your emotional state begins to change in that very moment. Your attention moves away from what's lacking or stressful to what is abundant or soothing. And the simple act of acknowledging the good, someone say, just say something, blurt out what you're thankful for, anything.
Friends.
Friends.
Independence.
Health.
Health.
Freedom.
Prosperity.
Mobility. Coffee. It's cooler outside than it was.
Yes.
Anything. I like at the end of my day to, when I get in bed, I think, Liz knows this. Not that we slept together, but. Whole other workshop. But I say, name three things you're grateful for. At least three. Don't limit it to three. So, the simple act of acknowledging our good has the power to shift your mood and elevate your vibrational frequency in an instant. When you focus on gratitude, you're essentially sending out positive vibrations. You are literally sending out positive vibrations. And according to the law of attraction, these high vibrational feelings attract more things to be grateful for. As I already mentioned, like attracts like. My prayer partner and I, we remember this in our prayer calls all the time. We know that you end up creating a positive loop of energy, and you're grateful, so you attract good things. And when good things happen, you feel more gratitude, right? It's a beautiful cycle that keeps fueling itself. And gratitude builds emotional resilience. And when life throws challenges your way, a grateful mindset helps you to keep perspective. How about that? It's free. And listen, none of this stuff is about spiritual bypass. These things are tools. Tangible, real tools, because unity is a practical spirituality. It was founded as a practical Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus. It means we use this stuff, we practice these things in our lives, and our lives become better. So it's not about denying difficulties, but it's about framing them or reframing them. Obstacles become the lessons you're thankful for, making you better equipped to face future challenges, which there will be. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you. Though, as Meister Eckhart said, thank you is the most succinct prayer that we can say. It's a transformative force that elevates your vibration, deepens your spiritual connection, and spreads positivity like wildfire. So that's gratitude. Next. What do you think next would be?
Forgiveness?
No, that's coming. Love.
Love.
Maybe the Beatles had it right when they said all you need is love. Love operates on an immensely powerful frequency, and it holds the capability to transform your life. Imagine someone you deeply love for a moment, Just imagine somebody, let somebody come to mind. This can flood your system with a whole variety of feel-good chemicals, literally like dopamine and endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. And not just that, you begin to vibrate at a higher frequency when you are thinking of love. It's an immediate shift from scarcity to abundance. How cool is that? Hear that again. Love is an immediate shift from scarcity to abundance, from lack to completeness. Love is a full state of being. There's no room for negativity or fear or worry when you are filled with love. There's not room for that other stuff. What makes love particularly potent is that it heals. Whether it's a bad day, a broken heart, or a lifelong struggle, love has the unparalleled power to heal. It brings back color to a gray world. It's like when in The Wizard of Oz, everything goes from black and white to technicolor when they get to Oz. And have you ever noticed how the presence of a loved one can make pain you're going through more bearable?
Yeah.
Or how a simple heartfelt hug can wash away hours of stress. Yeah? I know some of you whose favorite thing about coming to Unity is getting a hug. Yeah, I know that. Being together in person are the hugs. You know, that's the power of love, working its magic. And love is not limiting, it's expansive. Just like gratitude begets gratitude. When you love, your heart makes room for more. It's like exercise strengthens your body. Love strengthens the capacity of your heart. And the more you love, the more love you attract. It's like a magnet. And your loving energy draws people and it draws opportunities and even more reasons to love towards, to bring love towards you. It's as if the universe leans in and listens to the heart that beats with genuine love. Love is also the catalyst for your soul's growth. Through love, you step into your true essence. Every act of love elevates your awareness and it brings you higher, higher, and closer to your higher self, because love transcends the spiritual plane. It's a universal language that the soul understands. So when you love, you actively participate in the universe's grand creation. Your high vibration of love creates harmony. And love also involves setting healthy boundaries. Amen. It's not just peace and love and la 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 Woodstock. You know, it's like loving yourself means knowing when to say no. Understanding your worth and not settling for less than you deserve. This is also a form of high vibrational energy. When you set boundaries, you make room for healthier, more aligned form of love to enter your life. Love is not limited to just a feeling. It's not just a feeling. It's one of our powers, our 12 powers, according to Charles Fillmore. Love can be a lifestyle if every decision you make, every interaction you have, is guided by the power of love. It's not about grand gestures. It can be small, everyday acts of kindness that are expressions of love. And next, the next tool is generosity. Yeah. He's going to trick us. When you give freely, without expecting anything in return, you engage in a divine act that elevates your vibration to new heights. The first thing to understand about generosity is it's an unlocker of abundance. Generosity is an unlocker of abundance. When you give, you're operating from a mindset of abundance, not scarcity. You're saying, I have enough to share. And this shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. And in doing so, you're attracting more abundance into your life. You might think you're depleting your resources by giving, but in actuality, you're setting the stage for your resources to multiply. Every act of generosity, every act is an energetic exchange between the giver and the receiver. Because the person receiving feels seen, loved, perhaps taken care of, while you, the giver, experience an immediate surge of vibrational energy. So there's another one. You feel an immediate surge. Oh, I love that one again. Why? Because acts of generosity align you with your highest self, which naturally exists in a state of compassion and love and abundance. And just like love and gratitude, generosity has the power to heal. If you're feeling low or disconnected, try giving. You'll find that as you give, a sense of purpose fills you. Your issues may not vanish, okay? But their grip on you weakens, right? Yeah, I see you shaking your head. It's replaced by a newfound joy. It's replaced by fulfillment. And generosity is universal. You don't need to be rich and powerful to give. Even though David Friedman wrote a song about it. I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. You don't have to be rich and powerful to give. You can give your time, your love, your knowledge, and your treasure. Or you can simply give a smile. Giving is giving. There is no discrimination between big and small acts of generosity. The vibrational shift occurs regardless of the scale. The generosity also expands your sense of self. So here's another benefit of giving. In giving, you break down the ego's barriers that are screaming, me, 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 and allow yourself to connect with others at a soul level. This not only enhances your own spiritual journey, but also creates a collective rise in vibrational frequency. Your generosity acts like a spark that can ignite a fire in everyone else around. It's also important to approach generosity with groundedness. Groundedness. Giving should never, ever be a chore or guilt induced or an act of self-deprivation. Balanced generosity means knowing when to give and when to hold back for your well-being. And in being generous, don't forget to be generous to yourself. True generosity comes from a cup that is overflowing. So self-care, self-generosity. So next up, we have something we talk about often, meditation. And to this, I add breath work. Because a lot of people say, they still and I, am I doing it wrong? We live in a busy world with endless to-do lists. List maker that many of you know that I am living proof that we live in a very busy world with to-do lists. Our minds can often resemble a stormy sea, a stormy ocean. It's restless and chaotic. I've already mentioned the barrage of information that is going on all around us. Clearly, we know this. This is not news. Well, actually, it is. But meditation and breath work, they, in the analogy of the stormy sea, they're like anchors. They're like anchors in the storm. Meditation and breath work calm your nervous system. They lower stress hormones. They induce a state of peace and tranquility. And the moment you feel this inner stillness, you'll notice your vibration rising. Does anyone know what, have you ever experienced that in meditation? Yeah. Your breath is much more than a biological function. Your breath is a bridge between your mind, body, and spirit. Breathwork practices can change your emotional state and clear mental fog, and again, elevate your well-being. When you breathe deeply and mindfully, you send a signal to your brain to relax, therefore raising your vibrational frequency. There's a simple breathwork exercise called 478, the 478 technique. It's where you inhale through your nose for four, you hold the breath for seven, and you exhale out of your mouth for eight. So let's try this, okay? We'll wait till Crispin is yawned. There you go. That's all right. I ain't offended. All right. Inhale through your nose for four. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale through the nose, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale through the mouth, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You feel any different just from two rounds of that? It's a good exercise. And as you meditate and you focus on your breath, when you do this, you're fine-tuning your internal frequency to match the higher vibrations of the universe. And it brings forth clarity and insights and even a sense of unity, unity that's all around us. Meditation and breath work are not only about practicing in specific settings. I mean, it's easier to do this here, right? Or in a beautiful setting someplace, going in the park. It's about integrating them into your daily life. It's what all of this stuff is about. Integrate it. Whether you're working around the house, stuck in traffic, stuck on the subway in the heat, or even engaged in a challenging conversation, a few conscious breaths is a great tool that can shift your perspective and your energy. And take a breath, because next up, in honor of Nelly, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of liberation, not just for the one being forgiven, but especially for the one doing the forgiving. Anyone? You feel it before? The instant you decide to forgive, you're choosing to detach from the burden of resentment and blame and anger. And in that very moment, you are freeing yourself to ascend into a higher vibration. First, it's important that we understand what blame does to you. Because blame is like a shadow that darkens your spirit. Blame chains you to the past, robbing you of the joy in this very present moment. Because blame carries a low vibration. It's an energy sucker. The longer you hold on to it, the more it drags you down. So the act of forgiving is actually an act of unshackling yourself, because forgiveness is a divine quality. When you forgive, you're not just performing a personal or a psychological act. You're aligning yourself with the principles of harmony, of peace, of love. The act of forgiving immediately lifts your vibrational frequency. Again, this is all about how we're lifting our vibrational frequency to feel better and live better. The act of forgiving, it lifts those negative emotions that you have been carrying with you. It's like releasing the anchor. That's what the vision that comes to you. You feel lighter, you feel freer, you feel more at peace when you're forgiving. And you start resonating with emotions higher up on the vibrational scale, like love, like joy, like peace. And your entire being is undergoing a subtle but profound transformation. You start to see the world through a different lens when you forgive, through compassion, through understanding. instead of judgment and hostility. And often we don't realize how much these past hurts and grievances that we have been carrying are clouding our judgment. And we certainly don't realize that all of the crap that we've been carrying with us is impacting our health.
Amen.
Amen. Good time. The act of forgiveness cleanses our emotional wounds, and your body releases the stress that comes from holding on to grudges. And this can have a positive effect also on your physical well-being. People that are forgivers have reported sleeping better, lower anxiety, even relief from chronic pain by forgiving. How cool is that? You want to be right? You want to be happy and get in that state of mind? Imagine a world, and think about this. Imagine a world where forgiveness is the norm rather than the exception. Can you imagine that? Imagine a world where forgiveness is the norm rather than the exception. The collective vibration of a society would be incredibly high. And remember, the collective begins with just one. Just one, and we are one. One of the things this past week that prompted me to talk about this today, to do some more research, I was having dinner with a group of friends, I think it was Wednesday night, and there came a point in time, we don't see each other very often, when someone unscrewed the can of worms, the lid, and started talking about politics. Yeah, can you see the thread through all of this? It's what prompted it all. It's like, you want to raise your vibration, change the channel, because here's the truth in all of the doom and gloom that is seems to be so prevalent right now. Everybody seems to be on whatever flip side of the same thing. Anger, fear, upheaval. It takes one person to stop that and raise the vibration. We're raising the vibration for all. We are one. We are one. Our vision statement is of a world consciously unified in love that leaves no one out and invites everyone in. Everyone in. That's the vision that we hold. And I finally chimed in at one point in this conversation and said, here's what I think. Is there going to be very quiet? I'm like, well, they're all vomiting this stuff up on the table. I said, if not you, who? If someone, whoever it is, doesn't start raising the vibration, nothing is going to shift. It's all going to stay at this level. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? Or as I shared last month after I just got back from Unity Village walking this beautiful labyrinth, what came to me was, do you want to be right or do you want to be peace? Because the truth is, whatever your belief system is, we're all in this together. This thing called life, this thing on planet Earth, this thing of being right where we are. Forgiving does not mean forgetting. And it doesn't mean condoning a wrong action. It's not about saying that whatever happened was okay. Because sometimes some horrific things happen in life. I bet everybody in this room has experienced something that would support those words. But it's rather about saying that you're okay with moving on without holding on to resentment. That's what forgiveness is. It's a subtle but crucial difference. And this makes forgiveness not a one-time act, but a process that can be a lengthy process, sometimes lifelong, sorry to tell you. And it's especially for the deep wounds. What did Jesus say when asked how many times to forgive?
70
times. 70 times 7. Choir, you get gold stars. And this does not literally mean to forgive 490 times. Okay. That's a whole other talk. But somebody recently sent me a meme. I love memes. Some of them. Of a book titled, Stop Blaming Others for Your Unhappiness. Learn Feng Shui and Blame Your Furniture Instead. Probably not going to buy it, but I like it. And you know, speaking of, being in a beautiful environment that feels good encourages mindfulness. Yeah, getting your house in order, literally, figuratively. And mindfulness is a deep vibrational state that fosters a deeper connection with yourself and with the world around you. When things are in order, it creates harmony and balance, and it makes it easier to think more clearly and be more at peace, which can raise your vibrational level. This can raise your vibrational level. And lastly, of these seven tools, relationships with others. Whether through conscious efforts or subtle osmosis, we inevitably pick up the habits and thoughts and attitudes of those around us. Yeah. If you spend time with positive, high vibration people, high vibration folks, you're more likely to adopt a similar outlook and similar energy. Okay, when I was researching, I had never heard this. Have you ever heard that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with? You know, you've heard that? Yeah. Just a fun fact. High vibe people are usually and generally more empathetic, compassionate, emotionally supportive. And when you're surrounded by high vibrational people, I mean, come on, look around right here. You guys are high vibrational people. You're more inspired to grow as an individual, to expand your thinking, to improve yourself. I know that nobody came in here because you heard there was air conditioning today. I really would be confident in that. But it's one thing that is great about unity. It's about the being together. And sometimes you may have to distance yourself from individuals who drain your energy, no matter how much you love them. No matter how much DNA you share with them, those who bring negativity into your life. Anyway, why am I telling you this? You know this. I can think back to a class years ago where the topic came up about first finding your way to unity, and all these things just start shifting and changing in life, and all of a sudden, there are people that number one are fit in your life. I know people in this room have gone through that. So this is not about judging others. It's not about, it's just recognizing what serves your highest good. You have one life to live. And you can't live it fully if you're bogged down in negative energy. Be mindful who you let into your life. Choose people who encourage you, who inspire you, who make your soul feel alive. And remember that these are concrete tools to use to raise your vibration that starts with changing the channel. It's that simple. But this stuff's about living a better life and going deeper. Just meditate. Okay? And let's start the meditation with where we did it just a minute ago with the breath work. Breathe in through your nose for a count of 4, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale through your mouth, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in through the nose, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Through the nose, inhale, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale through the mouth, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale through the nose, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale through the mouth, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And now breathe normally. Now that you have focus on the breath, allow it to keep you in this very present moment. This moment is all we have. We have everything we need in this moment. We have each other. And there is everything, everything you could ever need. Divine mind within you already has every answer you could ever want. How do we tap in and explore the guidance that is coming to us? We listen. We listen. We learn to distinguish that still, small voice from all of those clamoring personality voices that surround it. Everything you've ever wanted or needed in this life can be related back to the basic, primal, spiritual energy available within yourself. Love, abundance, life, peace, joy, beauty. These are what we really seek. And the things in the outer, ironically, are all designed to give us one of these energies. But they are really available only from within. These inner energies are Christ qualities. It is the Christ within us. It
sacrifice that Christ took then. This is where we begin to raise the vibration. We say yes to the Christ within. We invite the very Spirit of God to think through us, to show us, to guide our way. And let's do this right now in the power of the stillness of the silence. How grateful we are for all that we have, for all that we are, for all that God is. As we bring ourselves to this present moment, let's do this in song. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
So,
yes.
Well, soak it up, because we're going to have to put pause on this for a while. Yeah, today is our last Sunday in here for the foreseeable future. And we keep trying on things to see, taking actions to see what's going to work best for us where we are right now in time. And so we're putting pause on the theater center. And this will be our last in-person of the summer, because what we're working on and hoping toward is in September to be very conveniently located where our Unity office is at St. Michael's. And the room on the second floor, where we have held so many events and workshops in our history, we're working on working with them choosing words carefully. I'm sprucing up the room a bit. Oh, what am I doing? Bring it up to Unity of New York standards. To the degree that we can. And so we'll keep everybody posted. Stay tuned. I mean, stay on the website. Get the newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter every week, Friday, it goes out. And we update it every single week with whatever's going on. And it's a great way to know what's going on. And we've had some website glitches in recent times that they have been working on that appears are repaired, and we're going to be doing updates to the website. So just go to unityofnewyork.org, and for those of you online, and sign up for the newsletter. Go down to the bottom of the page, put in your name and your email address, and you should start getting it on Fridays. And if it doesn't work for any reason, just let us know at info@unityofnewyork.org. So that's the update. That's what's going on. But I want to tell you that no matter what, where we meet, we will be together. And until we meet again, we, Voices in Unity, have a message for you.
It's a golden sky.
voices in unity. Thank you. Dakota, Higher Ground, Lady D, Ray, Brian Fly, down here in the corner. Thank you, guys. Got to thank all of our volunteers, headed by Lewis. Lewis does a lot behind the scenes, back up, heading up that welcome table. Our chaplains who are available right after the service, over here, house right. Follow the flight attendant motions of Robert Yarnell, Reverend Robert Yarnell. Got to thank the Theater Center. Brent, thank you for all that you've done for us. And Kathy Russell, who runs the theater, she's the GM, and she's been very kind. And Jahil, thank you. Again, thank you again. Oh, and just because he doesn't like it, and he's like, ah, please don't. Leo, back in that booth, everything you do. Oh God, that was so TV. He's about to go. Sign off. And the reminder to brunch after, like right now, after we're finished. Le tout va bien. It's on Scott's head. Petite fellow that he is. It's over on 51st Street. What is the address? It's, I have to read Scott's shirt. Oh, 311 West 51st. So just walk down to 8th Avenue, take a right, take a left, and it's right there on the right, just a little bit down the block. And you'll join us, and we can keep this going and chat and break bread together and have fellowship. And let's wrap it up in some prayerful protection. Okay? We let this wrap us in and blanket us as we go on our way. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. That was added, and why not keep it? And all is well. Raise your vibration. Raise your fannies. We're going to sing Let There Be Peace on Earth, and we know it has to begin with us. Thank you.